Healthy Life.
Happy President's Day weekend. A lot of people taking Monday off, so you get the extension. In Washington, they take the whole week off. So drones, Hagel, guns, immigration, and what to do with the sequester on hold for 1 week, which makes March 1st that much closer. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Over the next 2 days, I'm going to talk about some big moments in presidential history and some of my favorite speeches. If you want to email me your favorites, or you want to chime in and throw in your 2 cents on our dime, you can do it at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Big news, I think, over the weekend is the week that was, as we head into another week here, getting closer to March, because you had the Carnival cruise mishap on the Triumph, where you had literally the poop deck all over the place. Carnival cruise fire, and this was a boat that had 3 different times had problems, had had a fire before, so go figure, why not float it out there again? All the crazy tales from the people who were on board about waiting in line, the sign at the top of the boat that was spelled out that said, kill us, because people were so frustrated by what was happening on the boat, but not by the crew, because the crew was tireless in what they did to try to make the people comfortable. They just didn't have the grub, they didn't have the toilets, and they couldn't ease really some of the fears about when are we getting off the ship? When is this thing going to dock because of the currents? And then there was the tilting a little bit of the ship. Boy, that'd make me nervous. If I felt like we were getting into some kind of a tilt, what are you thinking? What's the first thing you are thinking? Be honest about it. Seriously. Let's take you way back to the early 1900s. And a ship called the Titanic. Sure, there's no iceberg, but tilting? And how about the Costa Concordia? That image is emblazoned on all of our brains. You could know nothing about what's happening in cruise lines and cruise history and that kind of nonsense. But I bet that every single person listening to this show, I'm not kidding you, I don't care if you're listening to me in Greece, the UK, or how about Sophia? There in Italy. Hey, Sophia. I knew I'd work a shout-out out to her and her crew. Wherever you're listening, in Ottumwa, Iowa, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, doesn't matter. I know you know the Costa Concordia and the flip of that boat. So the Carnival Cruise Triumph ship was tilting a bit. And all you're not getting any information. You're waiting in these long lines. The boat reeks like an outhouse. Man, I'd be worried. I would. And it's 14 stories high. So where are you going? What are you going to do? You're just, you know, you're waiting to make your cell calls when you know it'll work. And you are just, man, you are, if you believe in the guy in the sky, you are praying. And if you don't, you got your fingers crossed. You got your good luck charms around you, whatever it is. Just hoping this thing is going to dock. And finally it did late on Friday. And it took a couple of hours to get everybody off, but they got off and got out of there. So that nightmare is over. But is the nightmare over for Carnival Cruise? You know what I think? Even though we saw all this, we heard all these stories, I still think that what's going to happen is people are still going to take cruises because they want to. If 21 million Americans are taking cruises, then they're not. I don't think they're going to stop. I think they figure they'll just play the odds. Okay, so some bad luck for them. The fire started and, you know, they couldn't put the engine fire out. And once they did, it was too late. And that's what they're investigating, by the way. How come this happened again? What is it that set this thing off? And they're saying it could take a year to determine the cause of that fire because of the amount of work that it takes going through the ship's records and the data and the wiring. Are you kidding me? A year? A year? And this boat was on the 3rd day of a 4-day cruise from Galveston when it broke out and brought this trip to a grinding halt. 4,200 people, 3,100 passengers. Man, it was brutal. I'll tell you what, Saturday Night Live, to me, on a scale of 1 to 10, is about a 2 these days. Sorry to some of the really struggling young comedians. But their opening parody on this boat was hilarious. It was hilarious, I'm telling you. So, as I said, Washington is thawing out at this point, since it's just a kind of a dead week there with President's Week. A lot of senators and congresspeople head home, and then they start to think about, well, what about the sequester? What's going to happen? And they start to analyze some of what the president said in the State of the Union address, and what does it all mean? They take it in, the immigration. Are we going to have an immigration deal here? Are we going to move forward on this? What's going to happen with guns? Nothing but questions. They leave the big question marks behind in Washington. And one thing we know coming up this upcoming weekend is a huge, huge week for the sport of NASCAR. One of the things we're going to talk about is Danica Patrick, the first woman in the history of NASCAR to win the pole of any race. Woohoo! How about some applause for Danica grabbing the position? I guess that's girl power, right? How many guys out there like Danica Patrick? I had a chance to meet her, interview her, and talk to her when she was back in the indie scene. Seemed like a pretty nice person. Very passionate about racing. Her father had her into the go-kart scene when she was, when she was a kid. And so she's just pursuing that. But, you know, ultimately, has she earned her place? Some people are questioning that. I don't know. If she gets the pole, what does it mean for the sport? I think it's a good thing for her, because she's proving she can do that. And we're going to get reaction from some other drivers to that very big moment for Danica Patrick. And I think in sports, the thing that captivated many of us is this really creepy story about Oscar Pistorius, who's just 26-year-old athlete who really wowed us at the Olympics, an Olympic and Paralympic runner who of course is getting dumped by Nike and all kinds of sponsors. And the reason why is because he was charged with killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, who is a bombshell, beautiful model going to law school. And people were packed in the courtroom in South Africa to see him and to figure out what happened to the Blade Runner. What possible clues could we get into what went on Valentine's Day? I mean, this is a guy who was lightning fast. That's why he got the nickname the Blade Runner, because he was running on those prosthetic legs. And in court, he just wept uncontrollably, sobbing. I mean, just unbelievable. So what's the deal here? They're coming up with all kinds of cockamamie stories. And he's rejected the murder allegation, according to his agent, but South Africans, like so many others, are completely stumped over what is his involvement. First, it supposedly was a deal of an intruder. Then it was that he pumped a bunch of bullets into the bathroom where she was through a door. Then it was about a prank. So what is the true scoop on Pistorius? I mean, the guy's a major hero. And talk about a fall from grace for a guy who made history by becoming the first double amputee runner to compete in the able-bodied Olympic Games. Just crazy. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Weekend. Over the weekend, it wasn't a good one for the Pistorius family. Of course not, because they are stunned, just like the rest of the world, after this man won over our hearts, the Olympics, where he smashed a record to win the men's 400 meter in the 2012 Paralympic Games, if you remember. But the real thing, I think, is everybody recognized him in that setting, with the fact that he competed against the able-bodied guys, and it caused such a ruckus because originally they weren't going to let him compete there for the Olympic Games, and he did. He didn't medal, but what a statement he made. Nike signs him on. He's got all kinds of endorsements, and seemingly the world by a tail. This bombshell, a girlfriend that comes along because he's only been dating her actually for a couple of months, and then these charges that he has to answer to, the questions of murder, because he had the weapons, obviously. And first we hear, as I explained, that there was some strange deal on Valentine's Day, that he lives in a dangerous area in South Africa. Everybody has guns, and they think people are breaking into their places. But then you learn that he's in a really big lockdown place and whatnot, and that's not necessarily true. So what happened in this Pistorius's home in Pretoria in South Africa and on Valentine's Day? Something's up with this thing. The family's in a state of shock, but what about her family? And I love this. One of the first stories I read over the weekend, he's canceling his upcoming races. Well, really, no kidding, because he's got a murder allegation, a charge flying around all over his head. And there's a big puzzle to be solved in what his involvement is in this. Matt, you've been following this story because I know you thought the Pistorius the Pistorius story was really cool in the Olympics, as it's so many people. And it is really a head shaker, because if you keep hearing really 3-4 different stories that are not even close in terms of, geez, maybe that could have happened. Now you wonder about the believability of any of them.
Yeah, I mean, this story came out when we were on air Wednesday night, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And I saw it on Deadspin, so then I mentioned it to you, and we kind of followed the story a little bit and updated it as we went along. But it's the more the story goes on, the worse it sounds. Because now the last thing I read was something about a bloodied cricket bat, and there was a massive fight between the two of them, and she had actually ran into the bathroom to try to get away from him, and then he shot her through the door. So it's just, it's getting very negative and very gruesome.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, it's like you said, it's getting very gruesome. So what could the possible defense be for this guy? I have no idea. I mean, really, honestly, what can we possibly find out that's going to make us think that he didn't do this when we keep hearing these crazy, wild things about that night? And, was she breaking up with him? Was there something that we didn't know? What's the possible motive? And initially, like I said, the thing that we heard was that she was mistaken for an intruder, but now it seems very unlikely with this evidence. And there was no sign of forced entry at the house, so explain that. Hey, look, the cops found her in a pool of blood right before the sun came up on Thursday, South African time, after the people in the gated community alerted them that something was going on. They found the 9mm gun at the scene, and now they're talking about stricter gun laws because this happened, because this is getting so much attention. Now in South Africa, which has a high crime rate, and you've got people in their houses that keep weapons to stop intruders, you got 1.5 million gun owners and about 3.5 million guns in civilian hands, right? So now they're talking about getting rid of guns and getting some tough legislation, at least this thorough background check for South Africa for prospective gun owners. But see, they're tying it now to this. Okay, let's throw this in here for stricter gun laws. But what does that have to do with it? If he legally had guns, and even if he shot and killed her, why would that be? It's the same thing. Why does that mean, okay, all right, this is it. We have finally drawn a line in the sand, and we have got to stop here. We have got to get the guns out of people's hands. I mean, come on, give me a break. That doesn't make any sense. And it's funny because just like in the United States, you have gun-free South Africa is one big group, right? And you have South African Gun Owners Association, which is a popular, very popular pro-gun lobby. And what are they saying? It's just like in the United States. They're saying, look, we have the right to protect ourselves from all these violent crimes. There's enough laws and regulations to control firearms by citizens here. So let's not have complex, ridiculous laws, and let's not tie it to what just happened here with this gorgeous model and her boyfriend. Especially, who knows? We don't know all that's gone down here with Pistorius, but we do know that they postponed the bail hearing until Tuesday. They ordered that he's in custody until then. Prosecutors are saying they're going to argue that he committed premeditated murder, so he already, it's more than, oh no, this was just some sort of accident, and they're going to prove that that's what it is, and he doesn't really have any kind of alibi or anything that makes any sense that will get him out of this. So, we don't know. We don't know what it is. But I think it's interesting that now the same thing is happening because of this high-profile case, the call for more gun restrictions in South Africa is mirroring what's being discussed in the United States. And I think there's a big difference between, first of all, anyway, Newtown, Connecticut, and the horror of that. And, of course, sadly, this what happened here to this young woman, and that's for the prosecutors to prove in court. And then there's this breaking story, too, by the way. Actually sad for those of you who were fans of Mindy McCready's. She's dead at the age of 33. She was found at her home in Arkansas. It looks like a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's what the statement is anyway from the sheriffs there. Boy, this poor woman, she had nothing other than the success of her country songs for a time. Other than that, she really has struggled with addiction and mental illness, and even at one point was on that cockamamie show, Celebrity Rehab, a few years ago with Dr. Drew. And, you know, she had a boyfriend that died. She had the craziness of the Roger Clemens stuff. And when she was a kid, she really looked like she had big star power with the debut album that she had, that people that weren't even real big country fans were aware of, the 10,000 Angels. And since then, really, she's had a custody battle for one of her sons, and she's dealt with craziness in relationships, and I guess it just all got too much for her with everything that was going on. She had hit the lowest of, you know, of lows in not only her personal life, because definitely in her personal life, she's been beaten up, as she'd say. She was beaten up, she was sued, robbed, arrested, jailed, evicted, all kinds of stuff, and kept coming back, and I guess the keep coming back finally was just, you know, too much, and she took her own life. What a shame any time that happens in any situation. And, you know, they go to the scene and they can tell it clearly she wasn't hiding it, and there's no news as to whether or not she had any kind of a note and left any kind of a motivation other than all these things that had been building up and that had happened to her. So besides all this heartache with MacReady or Pistorius and his bizarro situation and how that's been parlayed into a gun argument in South Africa, how about this meteor strike in Russia? You got to be kidding me. Coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about that, you know, you think of a meteor and the size that hit Russia. What if that had hit, let's say, Manhattan or perhaps Chicago? Or even downtown Houston, how many people would have been killed? We're talking about it next here on ATN.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality, more health, more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Edition of America Tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of presidential things over the next couple of days because, you know, really the guys in Washington and the women, the senators and the Congress folks, they got a whole week off. How about that? Did you get a whole week off from your job? Did you get a day off from your job? And so everything is left behind. The blues over what to do about drone legislation. What about Chuck Hagel? Can we hold the Hagel nomination hostage and get more answers for Benghazi? Can we dump this guy and get somebody else in as Secretary of Defense? And, oh, yeah, what about the big thing, guns? Guns, guns, guns. Are we going to see that there's going to be any kind of legislation and a big old tug of war? We're already having that tug of war. But are we going to get even more legislation on the books, or is it just a draw? This is what I think. It's just a draw other than maybe background check. And even there, kind of dicey, because it's going to come down to really the House and probably the Senate even, too. You know, this is, you got plenty of Democrats who use guns, who believe in the Second Amendment rights, and certainly their constituents do. So there's going to be a hard time in really ripping apart what's going on in the past, what's going on in the past with our laws and guns, and what's happening in the future. You're not getting the guns from the people in the United States. If you look at ammunition sales, too, man, they are through the roof. Finally, it's starting to ease, and some of that back order is coming through. But good luck trying to get magazines on some of the more common guns, because there's been such an ammunition shortage. People, they told me, I've said this story many times, and I've called probably 15 different Walmarts just to find out after a conversation in an aisle with somebody one day. And when, you know, there's certain ammo that comes in, I mean, really, almost all of it, when it comes in, it goes out the door, pew, like that. And people line up because they know when Walmart's getting its ammunition. But even some of your bigger stores, your gun shops, your, you know, sporting good places like Bass Pro, they're having a hard time keeping ammunition in stock, too. So obviously people are concerned about not having enough ammo, even if it's for target shooting. So, you know, you get your home defense stuff, maybe you separate it, and then you got what you're using when you go out to the range. Most people, that's what they do. They kind of separate what they have. And it's pretty tough depending on what the gun is. All right, I said we were going to talk about the meteor strike that hit Russia. It sounds so odd to say that, doesn't it? Yes, a meteor hit Russia and shattered some windows. I mean, are you kidding? A giant rock flew out of the sky. I mean, that's what I'm visualizing, right? And you see the shots of it, and it's crazy. A giant rock bomb flies down into Russia and slams into one of the towns in Russia's Urals region, is what they call it. And more than 1,000 people get injured. But nobody is killed in this? I mean, are you kidding me? So a meteor comes down, smashes into the town, 1,000 people are injured, and 200 are children, right? And they're hit by, most of them, the kids, are hit by flying glass. There was the worst injury that I could find in everything that I was looking at, because this story, like, fascinated me, right? It should fascinate all of you, too. The fact that a meteor smacked into Russia, because if that had hit one of our cities, one of our big cities, I think you would have had a lot of people killed. I mean, definitely in one of our major downtown cities. So the only thing I could find, the most serious thing, was this woman that had to be airlifted to Moscow for this spinal problem that she was having because of the blast, because of that shockwave. And then there are people that are still in the hospital, but it's really the buildings. So you had, you know, 4,000 buildings or so, and mostly apartments that were just wrecked. And glass all over the place, lots of glass. So I started thinking about this. You know, hey, I saw that little cheeseball-y movie about the meteor that hit the Earth, and Tia Leone and all these other people died as a result, and I think Washington was pretty much annihilated, and there were other cities that were wiped out too. And they're saying that, I mean, it's just no exaggeration. It sounded like a bomb, and it was this incredible blast, and there was chaos, and there was confusion. And then they realized that when they found out that it was a meteor that was raining down on them, that they felt pretty darn lucky that that's what it was. Because of the shock, some of them thought that it was much more than that. You know, like, that they could have been under attack. There were some people that were describing as they thought they were under attack. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hey, that was a nice little shower that fell on the Ural Mountains in Russia there.
It's crazy, as you see the pictures of it. I mean, I think this is one of the more fascinating stories that a lot of people are ignoring, that I can't believe what witnesses saw and how crazy it was, all the glass that just flew out of these panes in these buildings, and really how lucky the people were, because it was like, people were describing it as like 10 suns, the flash of light that flew it blinding them into their face. That's nuts.
Yeah, I heard that it was like an Eiffel Tower flying faster than a sniper bullet.
Wow.
And blowing up several times more powerful than Hiroshima. And, of course, this followed, you know, everybody telling us, oh, you don't have to worry. It's going to miss the Earth. It's 17,000 miles away. It's just the way it's going to be. And the next one, if one hits, it's going to be the same thing. You know, they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us. And it kind of dovetails with the way they're trying to take away our guns, you know. I mean, if government had the same emphasis they had on controls they had on spending control, we wouldn't have any type of deficit, you know.
Yeah. I agree. And see, here's the thing. You bring up a problem that I think a lot of people have, and it's called malaise, my friend. And if you just, and you don't have this, but you definitely don't have this, but if people just sit back and accept whatever is served up, then you never know. I mean, you're blinded by whatever you believe to be what you're told. You know? And so I want to know the truth. Even if it's nasty stuff, I want to know.
Yeah, well, you know, when it's going to come hit us, they're not going to tell us. But I noticed something else in the news, okay. There's a lot of gun companies now, a lot of ammo companies now that are starting to say, look, if you do not let the people have guns, we are not going to sell to the police officers. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing, because they know that the people are being held hostage with ammunition, and if you're a gun manufacturer, you're not going to take that, because who are you concerned about? Who really are your bread and butter? And yeah, the government's buying up so much of it.
Right. I'm wondering. You know, I mean, the federal government, you know, they're going to get their ammo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But local, the sheriffs and local police, you know. They're gonna start feeling the crimp if this gets really big, because they need bullets too. They go through a lot more bullets than most civilians do, because they're always practicing and all that. So I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if you see some sort of raid on some ammunition company or something like that. Watch, they're gonna have to stop that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. They're going to have to stop that, or that's going to send people into a panic, which I think there already is a little bit of a panic, because you ask yourself, I mean, is the ammo gone? Is it a shortage? What's the scoop? You got a lot of empty shelves. I gave the Walmart example, but certainly there are other places where you go and get ammo. And the dialogue about gun control, you have people, it just makes people say, man, I've got to get all my stuff, because I can't risk that I'm not going to be able to get it. So major retailers have even told stores to stop ordering because the orders can't be filled. And you talk about police departments around the country, there, some of them actually are even rationing the ammo supplies and cutting back. They're cutting back. Bass Pro was all sold out. I checked it out over the weekend. This is a giant mama store, and it was sold out. I'm like, what do you mean sold out? Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? So are they, what's happening? Are we starting to call for new legislation to allow police departments to buy up huge stockpiles of ammo before it becomes available to the public? That's also part of it. Hey, thanks, Tomas. I mean, is there really an ammo shortage, or is this just this, like I said, this demand, this huge surge in demand because more people are getting their concealed and carry licenses and arming up and whatnot? I mean, it's a great question, and it's one where there's no definitive answer. I have tried, my friends. All right, we're hitting the final turn next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Patrick in a little package behind the wheel, and the reason why is because she might have stunned a few people when she made history. She makes history by becoming the first woman to snag the pole. You think of the big, how big the Daytona 500 is, and gentlemen, start your engines, and ladies as well. She makes history by winning the Daytona 500 poll. I say, you know, good for her. She's kind of a woman who's her own deal. This is who I am. You know, take it or leave it. I grew up just like the boys, and my father had me in go-karts, and why does this always have to be an issue, and that kind of thing. And anyway, here's Ms. Patrick in her own words.
In general, the synergy and the just the how well Tony and IMESH and the whole crew, I think we've got something a little bit special. I feel like it's been really, really good from the very start. And more than anything going into this year, I'm excited more than any other year. Some years I'm more nervous, but this one I'm really just excited. It's important that when they see me on the track that they see me as a competitor and as someone that they, you know, ultimately hope respect. I think that respect is earned. So while I haven't maybe raced with some of them very much, I understand if it's not there yet. But someone that, you know, they don't see any different than anyone else is nice. It's nice to have days like today where you're starting on the pole for the Daytona 500 ahead of everyone, not just the best girl for something.
Did you hear that? Not just the best girl for something. So anyway, guys, as we're hitting the final lap, you know what her qualifying time was? 45.817 seconds. So she was on top of the leaderboard early in the day. Her top speed, 196.434 miles an hour, is the fastest Daytona 500 qualifying speed since Kenny Schrader did that back in 1990, I want to say, right around then. So GoDaddy has to be loving it because they're the sponsor. And Chevrolet and Sunoco and all that kind of stuff, that's a big, 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 big deal. You know, prior to what happened on Sunday, there had been just two Coors Light poles that were earned by a woman, Patrick last year at Daytona and Shauna Robinson in Atlanta. And you got to go back to the 90s, mid-90s for that, too. So pretty big. I mean, I think she says, and I love this, this is very much a team pole. You know, she's not stupid. She knows how these things work. And you have to work very hard at the way these cars are and how much it costs to run them and how important the team is around you. She was very smart to immediately give credit to everybody else. So there was lots of driver reaction to this, you know, like your Mark Martins, Waltrip, and Earnhardt Jr., and Ricky Steinhaus Jr., too, also her boyfriend, by the way, had plenty to say about the day for Danica Patrick.
She got the pole here last year in the nationwide race, and has always been really fast on the super speedways. And you know, I think the Indy cars running around the yellow line definitely probably helped that a little bit.
It's a pretty big day when Dale Jr. sits on the pole here. It's a bigger day when Danica does it, and for good reason. It's never been done.
I think it just shows a lot about her abilities and her. Her team's abilities. She's got a great team, got a good engine package, because I know all about that. We have the same ones, so you know, you got to give her credit for how far she's come in her career to where she is today.
We watch Danica get better every week, and you know, at Phoenix last fall, she was racing for a top 10 finish with the big boys, and so nothing she does on the track surprises me, and I just hope people respect that.
All right, so that's good. She's earning respect for sure. You know, when first she was going to make that switch from Indy over to NASCAR, there were some people that weren't completely thrilled with that. But she gets it. She knows you have to earn your place, and male, female, whatever. And she did. So a little bump and run, and she's in the history books. Matt, what do you think? Do you think that's pretty cool for Danica? I think it's great for Danica Patrick. I mean, why not? Like I said, racing's in her blood regardless, and anytime she can do something that just proves, hey, she should be in the car, she should be there, you know, get off her back, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, and I mean, for someone who doesn't watch a lot of NASCAR,
mm-hmm.
or hardly any, it,
no right
it
turns
makes
for
me
you.
Pay attention to it more. So I guess, that, you know, it works on the casual fan or barely fan, as I would be, I guess.
I think it makes it more interesting, and I think it transcends
and
the sport.
Somebody said, I can't remember who it was, that they'll probably have their biggest ratings ever just because of this.
Because it's a story. It's a human interest story. That's what it is. You know, at the beginning of the hour, we're talking about Oscar Pistorius, and he was that guy. He transcended the sport because of what he did, and now he makes news, unfortunately, for a creepy story that he may have murdered this woman, this model that he'd only been dating for a few months. And so Danica Patrick has had spikes in her and when she's made news. And this is a very, very big thing. And it's big for the team. So these racers know, I mean, you got to steal some of these headlines. And the whole idea of having Danica, let's be honest about it, for NASCAR, for the people who promote NASCAR, they want things to promote. You know, like the good storylines when you have blood, which there's a lot of blood in racing, like Earnhardt Jr. and any of the juniors as they move along and the teams and the history and the lore and all that kind of stuff. Anytime there's anything that you can put into racing that makes other people who aren't rabid fans want to pay attention for a little bit, NASCAR thinks that's good because they know you can never get enough fans. You can never get enough of them. Jack from Down Under had a good line. He said there was a good headline. 50 men get to chase Danica's tail at Daytona. That is a good headline. I'm just thinking, wonder if that was in the New York Post. And oh, by the way, Matt's not a big hoop guy. I got to confess, I'm not a big hoop chick either. I used to really, really like hoops, especially college hoops, and I still like college ball, but pay really close attention more during tournament time, except for my own teams, like my alma mater and stuff that I pay attention to. But in pro hoop, you had an all-star game. So what happened? The West beat the East 143-138. Chris Paul dumped in 20 points and 15 assists, so he gets the MVP. It's funny, the story's heading into the All-Star game were crazy things like Michael Jordan at 50, coming back to basketball, and LeBron James, everything that he can do and what he did leading up to the All-Star game. And then the usual, let's compare eras and let's compare players and, who's better. Like Charles Oakley had a comment where he said LeBron can do more in basketball than Jordan. Ooh, that's like old school versus new school. And, you know, it's funny because Oakley is a guy who everything I've read about, anything he said about LeBron James has been massively critical about him. And so somehow he won him over, maybe by winning a championship, and you know, maybe that was it, I don't know. But he says LeBron still has to work on fundamentals and, you know, on his post game and work on the ball more, but he's become definitely an improved player, and I think winning the finals MVP, an Olympic gold medal, all that kind of stuff probably has turned a few heads, and they're not pushing off LeBron James so much anymore. But really, the All-Star game in hoops, how many people do you think watch that? Do you think more people watch that than American Idol, State of the Union Address even, Downton Abbey? I'm going to say no.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.